This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our flagship station here, 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, live online. Now, don't forget, we appreciate and thank our military men and women for the great job they're doing. Also, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as all those people helping in the coronavirus effort across the country and around the world, thank you for helping keep America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for what you're doing, along with the roughnecks out there in the oil rigs here in the country, up in the northern frozen tundra, and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. By the way, we're going to give you an oil update here in just a second. And let's not forget, also, you can check out my Facebook page for the radio show, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're over there, make sure that you like the page and then jump into the chat room and converse with us like a whole bunch of people are. All right, well, Frank Silvato has the morning off, so we're going to do the pledge, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget that. Now, if you haven't heard, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas wrote an op-ed piece, and the New York Times didn't care for it. And neither did a lot of other people, and it was supporting the use of troops in the United States. As a matter of fact, Senator Cotton said that it would be a good idea to get the military out on the streets to help out with the police because they were having a problem trying to maintain order, which is true. So the New York Times is going to change the process to avoid having conservative op-eds. Now, they called the effort by Senator Tom Cotton an op-ed that did not meet their standards. So they're promising changes so that no opposing opinions slip into those far-left pages. Now, from Senator Tom Cotton, he said, in the face of the woke mob of woke kids that are in their newsroom, they tucked tail and they ran. Well, Senator, you're right. But would you expect anything else from the New York Times? Because he went after General Mattis. He went after, you know, all the things that we heard yesterday from the generals that came out there and about how they didn't care for the president and he shouldn't be using the troops in the streets and this, that, and the other. But yet, General Dempsey, General Mattis, General Kelly, and Admiral Mullen all forgot one thing. And that was the last time that they actually used the Insurrection Act and put troops on the ground in the streets of Los Angeles, California, in 1992, in the riots. Oh, let me just give you a little background. It started out, of course, everything went out of control. Rodney King, can't we all get along? The driver, Reginald Denny, getting beaten up and a few other things. Then they started burning East L.A. They started burning other sections of the city. And, I mean, they burn it to the ground. So they called in the National Guard. They had 4,000 National Guard soldiers there, and they couldn't control it. So then President George H.W. Bush exercised the Insurrection Act and brought in 4,000 U.S. Marines. And they got things calmed down. Now, what General Mattis didn't say was he was one of those officers, senior officers, not a general at the time, that was commanding a brigade that went to Los Angeles. How soon he forgot about that. General Dempsey actually passed through there with the Army because they had 1,000 military army people come in there from a couple of different rapid deployment forces to use that as a training mechanism for them to take the place of some National Guard soldiers as a result. And, of course, Admiral Mullen, well, he was in the Navy at that time and probably sitting on board a ship somewhere. And then there was General Kelly, also Marine Corps, who, although not on the ground there, was very well aware of what was going on. So be careful what you wish for, generals, because we just might be able to find out where you were when all this was going on. Now, we also know that some law enforcement agencies now are banning chokeholds after the George Floyd death. Now, again, the chokehold was not what was being done by the Minneapolis Police Department. That was a maneuver that they had been taught how to do and was put into the program back in 2015. And they were exercising it according to the way that it was supposed to be done. The only problem is one of the police officers who was a rookie, he'd only been there 4 days, remember that? He said to the senior officer, Mr. Chauvin, who was the one that's been charged with the most egregious crime, who had his knee in Floyd's neck, he said, "Should we roll him over? He's having trouble just breathing here." And he was told basically to shut up. But he was a rookie police officer. What do you do under those circumstances? Well, guess we'll find out eventually. All right, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. He's probably up right now getting ready to do show prep for his show or whatever, but he's probably wandering around over there somewhere on the Gulf looking out at the water thinking, is that storm going to miss us? Is that storm going to miss us? Well, yeah, Mike, it is. Cristobal is currently a tropical depression over in Campeche, and it's going to slowly drift back out into the Gulf of Mexico and then slowly work its way up towards great state of Louisiana, and in particular probably put a bullseye in New Orleans. It's going to be pretty much a rainmaker over there, so you folks listening to us in New Orleans that are in the low-lying areas, I'm going to tell you right now, you better get sandbagged up because you're going to need it. We're talking 10, 15 inches of rain, maybe even more. And you know what that does for your area over there in New Orleans and Slidell and all that. So to our people that are listening over there, that's what you need to do. Now, in the meantime, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, while the factories were slowing production and many dealerships running out of cars to sell, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went on an inventory buying spree so that you didn't have to settle for what was there. Now, over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles are there to choose from, and Moss has a vehicle for everyone's budget. So before you buy that Nissan or Acura elsewhere, see Moss and see that they'll have the vehicle that you want that other guys might not. Now, their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% interest loans with approved credit. Moss Nissan, by the way, Crystal River up in Crystal River just received a prestigious award of excellence from Nissan. Great job, guys. You did a great job up there. And searching for a new improved service experience, I got an idea for you. Moss Service Department handles all makes, all models. And Moss Nissan and Acura also are the home of You Serve, You Save, which now applies to pastors and faith workers, too, in addition to vets, first responders, and active duty military. Don't forget, locations in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue with the Moss Nissan and Moss Acura dealers at 11001 North Florida Avenue. So go to mossacura.com or mossnissan.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you an extra $500 on the vehicle purchase that you're going to make. All right, to the telephone line, and we have got Mr. Eric in Seminole. What are you doing there, Mr. Eric?
Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Interesting show and interesting times.
Oh, hour number one just rocked it. I'll tell you what. I don't think we could have done a better hour number one with all the group participation we had, the calls that came in, the comments coming in off the chat room. I mean, we had them going. And, of course, you know what the topic was. We were talking about General Dempsey, General Mattis, General Kelly, Admiral Mullen, and how quickly somebody forgot where they were in 1992.
Sure, Roger that. I mean, I was a young buck back in the day in 92 at Quantico, but, doing my medical stuff. But here's the thing.
But one of our generals was on the street in Los Angeles and forgot what he was doing there.
Understood. Selectively,
selective memory.
Right. There you go. Now, you have these flag level officers, admirals and generals writing and this, that, and the other, and particularly Mattis writing in the Atlantic. The Atlantic is known as being one of the purveyors of what people call globalism.
Thank you.
And how the United States should fall in line with that, mm-hmm. that there is no nation state, only a unipolar worldview.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that Condoleezza Rice wrote against when she was talking about a multipolarity worldview during the President Bush's, George Walker Bush, mm-hmm. 43. So here we go. Here we go with this. None of those generals, in my opinion, as general officers, awesome, 110%. They would make a fine flag officers in any military in the world because they took care of their people. They did what they were told, just like we all did. You follow the orders and you get the mission done. Now, one general that people selectively, conveniently omit is Major General, the late Major General Smedley Butler.
Oh, yeah.
He served in the United States Marine Corps, Spanish-American War. He served during the Boxer Rebellion, the Philippine Rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
He served in World War One, highly decorated. At the time of his death, he was the most decorated U.S. military veteran in history. If I'm not mistaken, he may have won two Medal of Honors. I could be mistaken. I know he's.
I think he did. I think he's the only one to do it. Yep.
Roger that. So he, in 1930s, he was brought before the Congress and both houses of Congress that he had information, and people thought he was full of baloney, that people had come to him in order to solicit his help in overthrowing the then President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah.
People didn't believe that this was going on. Where I'm going with this, one of the main people can look this, they can read about this in printed books.
That's
right. You have to go to the internet. You can't change the electrons in a book unless you just reprint it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Prescott Bush, the grandfather, the father of George Herbert Walker Bush, which
mm-hmm.
Mattis served under as the commander-in-chief,
mm-hmm.
and as the chief of naval operations, Mike Mullen served under during the George
mm-hmm.
Walker Bush's administration. You see the lineage here. Now you remember, what's his name, Eisenhower, Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general
mm-hmm.
Of the Allied forces that we all fought and everybody fought and died for to stop the National Socialists from the Aryan Reich
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he came out toward his last speech. He said, beware of the military-industrial complex.
That's right.
And people thought that, it's a conspiracy. Listen to it. It's a 19-minute farewell speech that he did on his last day in office.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had who was elected then? You had John F. Kennedy. What did John F. Kennedy want to do? He wanted to get America back on American ground, return to centralized bank system,
mm-hmm.
essentially is what he wanted to do, return the treasury back to the people, and that he wanted to de-escalate conflicts abroad.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to basically evacuate the Central Intelligence Agency, which was headed up by then Alan Dulles.
Yeah.
And what happened to John F. Kennedy? Regardless of what people thought about his politics and how he got things done, what happened to John F. Kennedy? And then who headed up or was on one of the panels of the Warren Commission? Alan Dulles.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how this is, the lineage here goes back as far as the that was probably the pinnacle moment that started the change in the United States of America as we see and are experiencing today.
Mm-hmm.
So now you get these general officers coming out, and they're speaking out against the, you know, current commander in chief. And now, again, I addressed it on yesterday's call, Secretary of Defense Mark Espers. Guess what? I would fire him. He should get canned. None of these flag officers, to include the pinnacle of a SEAL officer, retired SEAL officer, Admiral William McCraven.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd McCraven go after he retired from the Navy? God bless him. He picked up a job. I don't know if it was president or chancellor of the University of Texas University.
I think president.
He's still at the top of the pyramid.
Right.
What's the University of Texas? What are they caught up in? They're back in the day that people are starting to find out Chinese infiltration of the system there. That was, you know, medical information, medical studies and stuff that was going on with you know. I'm not saying he's connect. I'm not saying that. But that's what was going on under, you know, his tutelage, and I'm sure the preceding tutelage of that. So what I'm saying is here, nothing is as it appears. And I feel that there are certain, flag level officers coming out using their insulation of being a, you know, an awesome military officer.
Right.
And again, they would have been an awesome officer at any military in the world, because that's what you do when you're a warrior. You take care of your people. That's what you do. What they're doing is they're using their lineage to insulate them now from any criticism that they're coming out against the current commander in chief, regardless of what people think about his politics.
Mm-hmm.
9/10 of my belief system on this is that people don't like Donald Trump because they don't like his personality.
Well, that's part of it, but here's the other part, and I got to let you go because we're going to run out of time. The other part of it is Attorney General Barr and Trump are aware of the deep state and the swamp. There's things that are being uncovered that are coming out, and these people can't afford to have that get out. It's going to destroy a bunch of people.
Understood, and I tend to concur with that. However, respectfully, and in my opinion, until flex cuffs come out,
I know
I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah,
because the entire system, the established, the permanent government, the bureaucracy, is that corrupt.
That's
my opinion.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Eric. Have a great week. Have a great weekend.
All righty,
that's Eric in Seminole and a veteran himself, and we appreciate him. And he's always very astute in his comments as to what he has to say. He gives a lot of thought about what he wants to talk about, and then he throws it in there. And sometimes it's a little bit much for some people to understand. But if you go back and listen to the podcast, I'm telling you, you'll find out that he knows exactly what he's talking about. All right, I'll be right back with the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland, coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two of the three Minneapolis police officers accused of aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd were rookies, barely off probation, when a more senior white officer ignored the black man's cries for help and pressed a knee into his neck, according to defense attorneys. Earl Gray said his client, former officer Thomas Lane, had no choice but to follow the instructions of Derek Chauvin, who has since been charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's May 25th death.
A judge set the bail at $750,000 apiece for Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Tao Thao when they made their first appearances in the Hennepin County District Court. Simultaneously, just blocks away, celebrities, friends, and relatives gathered to memorialize Floyd at a Bible college. With Chauvin's charges being raised to second-degree murder, he could face up to 40 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We certainly do appreciate you, and she's listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband Don right now, and we thank them very much for all that they do, too. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, is being brought to you by our very good friends at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, I will be at the Minreg Hall, Saturday and Sunday. That's 2 days for the Two Guys Gun Show there. And that's located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo, Florida. So stop on by, see the largest selection of antique weapons and swords and knives and sabers and guns. And they'll have all sorts of things there, plus some outdoor supplies, too, things you might not find anywhere else. And I'll have some surprises there with me as well. I'm giving out some free stuff from the radio show and from the station. But guess what? We'll also have some surprise guests that will stop by the booth. So stop on by and find out what it is. And one of them could be this guy right here, Patrick Hyland. What's up, sir?
You'll see me there around 1 o'clock tomorrow, sir. I plan on being there.
So. There you go. There you go. So stop by and see Patrick Hyland. Shake the hand that shook the hand or bump elbows or something. I guess we're not supposed to. They're going to outlaw handshakes.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
No, California is going to outlaw handshakes. I heard that, and I said, boy, here we go again. Who would even want to live there?
Wow. I tell you, Captain, everything's going crazy. Well, that's why we need sports. Let's get back to some normalcy, because on the sports playing field, everybody's equal. And that's That's what we're striving for here in the great U.S.
debate. But if they play the national anthem, here comes the other debacle, okay? And Drew Brees, and we do want to go there for just a minute. I'm not going to dwell there. But Drew Brees didn't do anything wrong by saying what he said. I thought, and I heard what he said the first time. He was very respectful. I thoroughly understood what he was getting. And some people go, well, that's just not my name. Nonsense. If you want to kneel for the flag, fine. But here's the deal. Don't do it on my sideline if I'm the coach. Do it behind the bench or something, okay? Because if you're up there on that sideline, brother, you're going to stand there, you're going to shut up, you're going to put your hand over your heart, or guess what? You're just going to stand there and be quiet. Period.
Yeah.
You're not going to be on my team.
You know, or stay in the locker room. I mean, come on, you know. Everybody has the right to do what they want to do, okay? And freedom of speech can't be for just certain people. It has to be for everybody, okay? And if you want to express yourself, how about the right time and the right place? Mm-hmm. I don't get it, Captain. I really don't understand why people are just nitpicking every little thing now. I mean, and if one person says the same exact thing as another person, one person's allowed to say it, but the other person is.
Well,
how does that make sense? Our country wasn't built that way.
That's the same thing
we're all fighting for.
People have to understand why we salute the flag to begin with. It's got nothing to do with what some of these clowns are saying. If you don't know someone that shed their blood for this country or that's died in service to this country, then just take a little drive and go over to Bay Pines or go over to one of these cemeteries, go down to Sarasota or up to Bushnell and walk around that cemetery and tell me if you don't have a little bit of a different thought on your mind.
Amen to that, Captain. Those places will wake you up real fast. That's a great point, sir.
Yeah.
And Jim Brown, last but not least, you know, said he would never take a knee. Never.
Great guy.
Would never. And he's a big activist. And he says both sides of the story and tells you what's right and what's wrong. You know, great guy. We comment on him because people don't realize he went to Syracuse and he was a great lacrosse player.
Yep. And when I was a young lad, my father, whose best friend was Ben Schwartzwalder, who jumped over Normandy with him with the 82nd Airborne, number one, who also was a friend of Roy Simmons, who was a lacrosse coach and also one of the assistant football coaches, I got to meet Jim Brown when I was a young lad, and I was so enthralled. Him and, Floyd Little and Larry Zonka, and who was the other one I met? Ernie Davis. There we go. Mm-hmm.
Ernie Davis, baby. That was a great movie.
Yep.
And, and Jim Brown, he looks great, man. For 82, guy looks like he's 62.
Yeah.
Great shape.
Yeah. Now let's get into a little something here, because we had did they have the NBA vote last night? They're going to start playing in Orlando?
Yes. They're approving a 22-team format for resuming the season. That's where we are right now. That's what the owners have approved. So let's see what happens there and see if they're going to play some basketball to get it going. And the players now, Captain, they rejected the demand for additional concessions, you know, and I'm sure they're going to get heat for it. See, here we go again, Captain. If you want to talk about the working class and looking out for everybody, well, then you have to take the player's side. Don't make it a socioeconomic situation. I don't care if they're getting paid $10 million or $100,000. They have the right to reject what the owners are saying to them. Again, everybody has the right to do what they want, but keep it in perspective. That's what I don't get, Captain. We keep having this divide, and it doesn't happen in the sports world. Owners and players, fans and players, fans and owners. We all need to find a way to get along. Let's just put it like that. So it's going to be interesting. I can't NASCAR this weekend. You know, they're going to have a revised schedule through August the 2nd, Captain.
Yep.
That's what they're doing.
Then they're going to put people back in the stands.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, really, they are. That's when they go back in the stands. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait, because that's what people need. I think if this COVID-19 doesn't spike again, Captain, let's pray and hope it doesn't, and people don't play with statistics, okay, then we should be in the stands for football. No question about it. We're talking September. You want to take off for preseason and just play the preseason games on TV and get the guys to work out? That's great.
Now, let me ask you a question. There were some Big Ten colleges that came out and said that if the students aren't back in college come the fall, then they're not going to play football.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't, Captain. You know, and then the NFL's talking about moving some games to Saturday if that happens. You know what? That would be a smart move. And then we'll watch college football in the winter. And it'll be what it is. So,
by the way, I
hope it doesn't come to that, Captain.
I neglected to mention a cemetery at the American Legion Post number 5 over at Kennedy and Dale Mabry. They have a national cemetery there. That's one of the oldest ones in the country and one of the few Legion posts that has a national cemetery there.
Amen, Captain. And that's a great point. Thank you for our veterans out there. Thank you for our police. Thank you for our first responders. You know, how about we start sticking up for these guys, too? Let's start talk about one or two bad apples in a bunch, because you're going to have bad in everything in life. Let's look at the good, not the bad, and let's fix the problems and work together. And violence is not the answer. And these guys are good people, majority of them, and God bless them. All the people of James Haley, too, Captain. You mentioned Bay Pines. Let's talk about James Haley, too.
Tell me about baseball. Where are we at with that?
Well, they're just trying to work it out to see how many games they all can agree on playing, on the money payout for everything. And that's very important on how they're going to come to a conclusion on this.
Well, I was down there in Port Charlotte last week, and you could see the cars over there. The players were over there. I didn't get a chance to go to the ballpark or anything because they wouldn't let you in there. They had it locked up. But you could see the players' cars there, so I assume they were there working out.
Oh, yeah. They're back in the facilities working out, trying to make it right. And, you know, everybody's checking out and getting tested. And that's the good news. I mean,
speaking of tested, tell us about what it is you do.
Oh, yeah, Captain. Well, I try to help out people all the time, pass the test of insurance when it comes to their insurance policies and their insurance benefits. Let's get together. We'll do a test together, look and see what you currently have and how we can help you get something better, okay? Or with what you have, if it's good enough, I'll tell you that because I'm not going to sell you something you don't need. That's not how I operate. But I can be of assistance to you, either in Medicare or any other insurances out there. Devoted Health Plan is a great plan right now here in the Tampa Bay area, Captain. And anybody across the country listening to the show, please feel free to give me a call. I can help you out with any veterans benefit questions, any health insurance question benefits. I have friends and associates all across this great country. Mm-hmm. And hey, a shout out, Captain, to Columbia, South Carolina for airing your show now. Go Gamecocks.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about sports this Sunday on the Sports Zone. Please tune in from 11 to 12.
Yeah.
Love to hear you on the show. Call in. And if I can help out anybody, give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Tyler, I can help you out. Just ask the captain.
Right.
I'll help him out.
And they can
have a great weekend.
And they can see you tomorrow, 1 o'clock, over at the Gun Show. All righty, Patrick Hyland, everybody. He'll be with me tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock at the Gun Show. He's one of my surprise guests that's going to be there. There'll be a couple other ones over there, too, so you got to stop on by over there to Midreg Hall at Two Guys Gun Show to find out who's going to be over there besides me. It'll be fun, guarantee it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of...
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, it's that magic time in the morning when we talk to you about the beach and boating forecast. And we're going to also talk a little bit about this approaching storm towards New Orleans, which will affect some areas also in the Gulf of Mexico. And here we go. Alrighty, for today, Friday, and for the weekend, too, for that matter. The beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. We will have numerous showers and thunderstorms as the weekend progresses. The winds today will be out of the east at 10 to 15 miles an hour. There will be some gusts up to 20. Seas will be at about 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature currently stands at 84 degrees. The bay water temperature stands at 83 degrees. We had our high tide at 3:47 a.m. Our low tide coming at 7:05 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise of all the 213 franchises across the country. They've got 500 boats and 30 locations, and they are growing in numbers. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, if you had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation and you got some money left over, then why not invest that money from the canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long and sun sanitized too? Because the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. All you got to do is give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Remember, they have reciprocity with all the other 213 franchises across the country. Join here, you can go anywhere. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. Freedom Boat Club, also 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, got to talk about this storm simply because it's going to be a big-time rainmaker, and I do have an affiliate in New Orleans and Slidell where you folks are listening and probably paying attention to the weather right now. Now, this is a slow-moving storm at the moment, but it's going to pick up some speed, and it's going to head in your general direction, probably be there Monday morning by the looks of things here. But here's the deal. This is going to be a big-time rainmaker. Now, there are some parts in Mexico right now, in Campeche, in Cuautla Rio, and in the Yucatan Peninsula, where isolated storm totals of 25 inches of rain have fallen. Now, I'm not going to say that's what you're going to get in terms of rain up there in New Orleans and Slidell and beyond, but I'll tell you what, you are going to get a bunch of rain. It'll be predominantly a rain maker. Predominantly a rain maker. And by the looks of what we got going on here with the storm, the current sustained winds, 35 miles an hour with some higher gusts, maximum central pressure of 1,000 millibars, but that's going to drop again. It was down to 990-something. And it's located at 18.8 north, 90.1 west. And it's moving north-northeast right now at 7 miles per hour. It will be, as I say, will be out back into the Gulf here in the not-too-distant future. And, again, taking a look at this, it's a wide swath. We're going to feel some of the effects on the west coast of Florida, probably rain. Winds won't be a factor so much for us or anywhere else because it's not going to be a windmaker, a big windmaker anyway. But the rain is going to be what's going to really be the convincer. And all the way from Houston, all the way over to Tallahassee, they've got the big cone of uncertainty there as far as the earliest time of arrival. They're talking about Sunday morning by 8 a.m. it'll be on shore somewhere around New Orleans or certainly in Louisiana. But that's what you got right now in terms of the weather. And as I said, it's going to be a rainy weekend for us over here. Now, we've had a lot of conversation about what's been transpiring here with our police departments and the mayor and the governors and this, that, and the other. And this is what the mayor of Los Angeles had to say yesterday about the police in Los Angeles. Listen to this nonsense.
With Council President Nery Martinez, with Council Members Herb Wesson, Marquise Harris-Dawson, and Curran Price, and so many other members of the council, from Mike Bonin to Mitch O'Farrell and others, we have all said we have to do something different. We hear what people are saying. And so I have instructed and committed to, in public to that group, that our city, through our city administrative officer, identify $250 million in cuts so we can invest in jobs, in health, in education, and in healing. And that those dollars need to be focused on our black community here in Los Angeles, as well as communities of color and women and people who have been left behind for too long. And will this involve cuts? Yes, of course, to every department, including the police department, because we all have to be a part of this solution together.
Well, the problem, part of it, was the mayor that was talking, Garcetti, Eric Garcetti. He's part of the problem. His administration, the way they've been doing things, is all part of the problem. The governor, part of the problem. The blue states, take a look at where all this trouble is going on. Take a look. They're blue states. They're blue cities. Tell you anything? Maybe it's time to change your ways instead of taking away from the very people that provide the safety and security for the city in which you live. By the way, did you notice what he did, the group of people he did not include in that, who happens to make up the majority of the people that live in Los Angeles? Latinos. Never said a word. Never said a word about Latinos. Now, that's a mistake. That's a real mistake. And that's just one mayor in one city. Now, there's plenty more going on around the countryside. Plenty of conversations. And Rudy Giuliani, who I respect greatly because of the job he did during September 11th, this is what he had to say on Sean Hannity's show.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is with us. You know, Mr. Mayor, I've known you for many, many years. I watched you clean up New York City. You have been saying it for days what to do. We saw some of that being employed tonight. You've been saying all along if the police are allowed to do their job, they can do it. They don't need outside help. But then you watch this incompetent mayor and this idiot governor with this no bail reform that he signs. And I got to ask you, you love this city. You're America's mayor after 9/11. You know, you got to blame them both because they're fighting with each other.
Sean, what I've seen after day after day after day is without doubt a complete dereliction of duty.
All right. Rudy Giuliani, and I couldn't agree with him more, and there is a dereliction of duty, is called de Blasio. He needs to be removed if that's even humanly possible. And certainly the other one, Andrew Cuomo, who probably could be talked into running for president if the Biden thing doesn't work out, or maybe even vice president. I don't know. We'll see. All right, I got to remind everybody before we disappear here that Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there, Sarasota. Stop by and visit my friends because all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a 100 Douglas dealer, too, located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at McIntosh. And the one thing they do that the big box stores can't do is they offer installation, on-site cleaning parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And tell them the captain sent you. All righty, I'll see you all tomorrow. Live and in living color at the Midreg Hall in Largo at the Gun Show. In the meantime, catch the weekend show tonight live, 2 a.m. in the morning across the country. God bless America. Stay safe, stay warm, stay low.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.